Blog Talk Radio.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.
Welcome to Who Are You Calling Old? It is July the 6th of 2015, and if anybody can believe it, it's amazing how quickly this year has gone past us. I can't believe we are past the halfway point, which in my opinion is incredibly crazy, but it does happen, and we wind up having a different thing happen. So, hey, it's time. Time waits for no man nor woman. And once again, we are in the first Monday of the month, which for us means Lloyd Strayhorn. And I am waiting for Lloyd to join us because it's summertime and you guys are, you know, it's time. It's the heat. We want to know what's heating up in the world, what's heating up in terms of astrology and numerology, what it means for us on our in our lives, regardless of our astrological sign, you know, what's your sign? That was a big 70s thing. And now we've got Lloyd that's here to give us an idea of what is happening as July heats up. Good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
Good morning, Charmaine. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are you okay?
Yes. What happens is I happen to be in San Diego, California, visiting my daughter, and it's 7:30 in the morning here. So.
Oh, dear God. Thank you for getting up early.
Yeah, I'm trying to get used to it. You know, now I understand what they mean by jet lag. My daughter invited me here to be a guest at her home with her husband. And so, I mean, it's a beautiful city. It's so huge, San Diego. And but the time frame, I'm still thinking it's one thing and it's another. So since I've been here Friday, so that's why if I kind of sound a little sleepy, don't take it personal, but I am live and well. I am feeling good. I want to tell you about the cycles that we're all in. I want to also give you a little backdrop. Now, by the way, and please forgive my naivety, is today the holiday or was Friday the holiday or is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday the holiday?
The holiday itself, the official, was Saturday. That was July the 4th. So, but a lot of people were off from Friday, and yeah, we're off on Friday, and I can tell you from the amount of fireworks, I had to try to keep reminding myself I was in New York and not someplace, and I wasn't in Kabul or Fallujah or something with the fireworks. It was driving me nuts after a while. But we had the holiday, so everybody, I hope that you had a good one. I love the holiday because it's the one time that I can get my sons go out to the grill. It's something about man and fire and putting meat on a grill that gets them out there.
Yeah, it's that hunter-gatherer mentality, I take it. I do want to, there's a couple of things I wanted to give, talk about the United States in a second and how numerically the number four influenced not only the construction of the United States proper, but also its currency and the nation's capital. But first things first, as I always do, is explain that this is July happens to be a six universal month. Now, that means that for all of us, since the word universal means an entire or everybody, or a lack of a better way of putting it, is that this is going to be an excellent, excellent cycle month, July, for dealing with home, family, obligations. I'm getting a little feedback, like a little static. Is that me?
I think it might be you. Because I don't hear. Everything is crystal clear on my end. There is nothing going on here.
Okay, can you hear anything like static?
No, I don't hear static at all.
It must be on my end, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm fine, as long as everybody can hear. So
you sound clear as a bell.
Good. July of 2015 is a sixth universal month. For those that are new to who you call it old and how I do it, I simply took July, added it to the year 2015, and those two numbers factored out to a six. Now, six is ruled by Venus, and it means for the month of July that those under the sign of Taurus, like your dad, for example, Charmaine, those
mm-hmm.
under the sign of Libra, or anyone born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th of the month, I'd like you to do very well for this particular month. For all of us, this is a month to kind of like go for a makeover on ourselves in terms of, now the makeover can be in terms of appearance, in terms of your health, like getting toned up, or so people go to the gym. In fact, I would expect most gyms across the country to have an increase in membership. This is a good time for changing diets this particular month. There will probably be a lot of increase in people moving, if not moving things around the house, actually moving from one location to another location or into
mm-hmm.
one room into another. For many of people who have entered into a negotiation or contract and things did not, say, pan out the way they thought of it did originally, well, the law of compensation is going to kick in and compensate that individual or groups of people this year for making an effort to move forward. For all of us, this should be a time for this month of July to deal with going back to school. And when I say that, I'm not talking about registering for a semester, but taking a course or a workshop or a seminar. For example, I myself will be starting my numerology class at City College again on the 15th of this month. So people will probably be doing something with education, health, things of that nature. This is the cycle also of romance and finance. So what it means is this. For those that have entered the month of July without a mate or companion, that is likely to change. There's a higher than average probability that will change in a more favorable fashion before the month is over. For those that have entered the month of July in a relationship that's been, shall we say, halfway decent or pretty cool, I would expect that relationship to really take on or go to the next level before this month is over. And for those that have entered this month of July, whereby the relationship has been challenging or stressful, more than likely it may terminate itself by the end of this particular month also. Okay? The color theme to wear for this particular month is blue from the lightest to the darkest.
Okay.
Blue is
the
color
theme.
That
sounds good. Well, blue is a lovely color.
Yeah. So now let me talk about what is up for all the zodiac signs for this particular month of July. For Aries, for example, July is normally problematic, but this particular July shouldn't be as bad for them as a rule. And in fact, for many Aries, this is a time for beautification. This is a time to go on vacation. In fact, this is a time where things related to the financial part as well as the romantic section of their lives or department of their lives will kind of take on more traction. It'll be more positive and more outgoing. For Tauruses, first of all, the year, this particular month of July, favors your sign. But for most Tauruses, this is their time to have fun. This would be an excellent time for Tauruses to go on a cruise, take a vacation somewhere, have fun, relax. For Tauruses, they happen to be in a good luck cycle, so a lot of things are likely to open up for them, not only in the ways of fun, games of chance, prosperity. So it looks good for this particular time. For Gemini, this particular month says to go slow, take it easy. But Geminis are one of those swift moving signs that's ruled by the element of air. So it just simply means to for them to be more patient, to take into others level kindness and consideration. And also for Geminis, especially this month of July, which is normally barbecue month and like August, that they, Geminis that is, be very careful or mindful of their eating habits or their dietary laws when they're out in picnics and things like that. So not just grab any food without looking at it thoroughly before consuming it. For the
Cancer,
this is their power cycle. This is their cycle whereby they are ready to make some interesting moves. The sun is now officially on the zodiac sign in their sign of Cancer. And so with Cancer being in a power mode, its finance romance cycle, much can be done in a ways of achievement and recognition, pregnancy. All of those things will manifest themselves this particular month for this sign. And for Cancer women who are thinking about biological pregnancies, OMG, it's not just a biological pregnancy, but symbolically giving birth to ideas and plans and whatnot for those Cancers that were sweating for a moment to make them feel better. For Leos, this is going to be a reflective month for them. Leos are going to be doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of self-inventory in terms of what they've accomplished, what has led up to this point, what does it mean going forward. And for Leos, this is not the month to chase after what they want, but to simply think about what they want, let go, and let God, and things will come to them. And, you know, it'll be a matter of weeks before we go into your sign of Leo anyway. But right now, for Leos, if they find themselves having weird or strange dreams, being in a reflective mode, that would be about right. For the Virgos, this would be a good time, like Geminis, to watch their diet. And especially because Virgo is the health sign anyway. One of the most notorious health fanatics was Michael Jackson. And I mean, in his day, when he was at the peak of his fame, I mean, and to show you his astute business acumen, I think Pepsi Cola had sponsored him, and that's when his head caught on fire. But he didn't even drink the product, but yet made millions of dollars from it. But for Virgos, this is their time to be patient, to also watch their diet. And for Virgos, since that's a nutritional sign anyway, this should be very easy for them. For Libras, this is going to be a time for them to not only have some fun, but things are going to be expanding for them. And in fact, they're going to be what is called through a good luck cycle. Their name and reputation is going to be on the line in terms of maybe taking them to the next step by way of raises, promotions, advancements, things like that. So it's going to be good. For Leapers, by the way, if there's any legal matters that needs to be addressed, that is likely to be resolved in their favor too. For Scorpios, well, this is their month where they're likely to step to the plate with deeper commitments, all depending on how things are going. Now, I know, Robert, that's your mate, right?
Michael,
thank you. I'm so sorry. I got so much
information. That's okay.
But I do know he's born October 26th, if memory serves me correct.
Absolutely, day after my mother.
Yes, yeah, see.
His birthday is the day after my mother's.
Yeah, see, that's weird. I'll forget a name, but I'll remember a birthday forever, such as my dysfunction, but I love it. But the point is, for all Scorpios, which includes Michael, if there is some, in the language, some deepening of the commitment, okay, we need to move this forward. All of that would make sense right about now for all Scorpions, okay? This is a good time for Scorpions to go to school. And when I say that, that could take a one-day workshop, or a one-day retreat, a seminar, or something like that, but to put some added skill sets under their belt. For Sagittarius, this is going to be a month for dreams come true. It's going to be a time for Sagittarians where they can be in a position to wind things down that they no longer need in their life. And also for Sagittarians, because it is the sign of foreign travels, that if they've been yearning and looking to travel great distances from East Coast to West Coast, from one nation to another nation, all of this is in their stars for this particular month, July. For Capricorns like Roberta, for example, our January 17th listener every month. Now this is the interesting part for Capricorns. Capricorns are at a turning point for this particular month of July. Yet astrologically, this is the lowest point in the cycle for Capricorns. So what I'm saying is, if any changes need to be made for the better, a lot of Capricorns are now going to be focusing how they can actually turn their lives around, be better at what they do, and take advantage of any and all opportunities that come their way. For Aquarians, like my sign, this month of July says now it is a time for new beginnings, new starts, new directions, new opportunities, taking charge of their life, doing something new. For example, here it is. I've traveled to San Diego. I've never been to California before, much less San Diego. So all this is new for me, and a couple other things in that way. And finally, for Pisces, this is a time where they can culminate all the things they've been yearning for. Since Pisces is a water sign and we're now in a water period, a lot of the things that have been on the back burners, they should now bring front and to focus on them and make this effort to put things into motion. In fact, for Pisces, this is the time to be motivational, inspirational, as well as bring out the best in other people. Can you still hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can still hear you. You're coming over, breaking up a little bit there, back and forth. So go ahead, but I did hear you.
Okay, well, let's see something if I can. Let me see. I'm going to try something else a second.
Okay,
can you hear me now also?
Oh, yeah, now I can, definitely.
Okay, all right. What I wanted to talk about was something I rarely get a chance to do, and that is the United States has just celebrated its 239th birthday. As you know, the election is coming up. And what is interesting, I think there are 14 candidates on the Republican side alone. And I can tell you by their zodiac signs, nearly half of them drop off right away. You have a Ben Carson, you have a Carly Finney or something like that.
Fiorina, yeah.
Yes, then you have, who's another? But these are Virgos, Virg and Chris Christie, for example. These are all Virgos. Well, the United States has only had two Virgo presidents in its 239-year history, which tells me that these guys are going to be eliminated almost right away. Well, Chris Christie the Bridgegate thing in state of Jersey doesn't imbue him well to be a real serious candidate. Then you have Donald Trump has been raising a lot of fans, talking a lot of smack every day in the street. And it's interesting, the United States has only had two Gemini presidents, so they don't come often. And the last one was in 1960, which was John F. So it's just interesting. Here's the point. The United States has definitely employed numerology in the election of this country, in the election of its currency, and also the building of the nation's capital. So everybody knows that July 4th is the birthday of the United States in 1776. So the United States is taking it to the next level by taking it using the octave of 13. In other words, that's 9 plus 4 is 13, and it is said those who understand 13 is given power and dominion. And the United States, the city, because it started out with 13 colonies. The first flag had 13 stars and 13 stripes. Its first naval ship had 13 naval ships guarding the 13 colonies. The Declaration of Independence was signed at 1300 Locust Street in Philadelphia. Thomas Jefferson, the major architect of this document, was himself on the first the month in April. There were 13 signers of the Declaration of Independence. The cornerstone to the White House, in fact, was laid on the 16th of October. Astrologically, the sun sign of the United States is 13 degrees Cancer. Its rising sign is 13 degrees Scorpio. The monarch, 13 letters. The White House, 13 letters. The state of 76, 13 letters. Neil Armstrong, in fact, the first person to land on the moon, had 13 letters in his name when he landed on July the 12th, it was. And the biggest tax cut at that time was on the 13th of August by then President Reagan. And then if you look at the fort, in and of itself, George Washington, the nation's first president, was born on the 22nd day of the month, which is four. Presidents are elected every 4 years. The original swearing-in date of the U.S. president was on March the 4th, and it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt that moved it back into the sign of Aquarius, which is January the 20th. A fun question, in fact, of the art that we talk about is so important. We need the president, by the way, and the president thinks that not to get stuck 22 to get that book. Congress elects its members every 4 years. I can read the deadline, actually turn it to the fourth month of April. Now, for those who've got a dollar bill, you can see right away the currency of how the nation was built and woven into the 13 itself. For example, if one were to take out the dollar bill and hold it up, they would see that the eagle, they hold a in a claw, 13 arrows in one claw, then which symbol on the dollar bill holds an olive branch of 13 leaves and berries in the other claw. The steel on the front of 13 plus the stars above the eagle's head, there are 13 of them. The school of Kapuna, 13 letters, and each of the wings has 13 feathers. And if you look at the pyramid, which is on the other side of the dollar bill, and took a protractor, it measures 67 degrees, which is 13. In fact, if you count the steps from the base to the top, it is 13 steps. Then there is this Latin initialis, or whatever the case is, above the pyramid, that has 13 letters. And one thing is they also have visits each month. The 16 history, Washington, D.C. is broken into four sections, those being northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. The streets run north to south, divided into four sections. For instance, there's the alphabet street, the next are the two-syllable street, next are the three-syllable street, then followed by the flower and tree names. There are four sections of street, and again, one is alphabet, one is syllable. And then what is interesting, there basically the alphabet street listing. No D, no X, no Y, no C, so there's a total of missing. So it's very interesting to see how the United States believe in numerology, because when you look at the history of how it's invented, you look at its current, how it was formed and put together, you see that obviously some power to be just mentioned people who actually formed this country were supposed to be from the Masonic Order, and those are supposed to be men that have support, security, understanding, and knowledge.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm glad I got some of that in there. I was able to get the gist of everything, but you're slightly breaking up on this side where it was just kind of coming in and out.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the best I can.
Oh, I know. I'm not blaming you. This is technology. You know, that's the thing about it. In a way, we have such great things going on as far as technology is concerned. What happens, but it also amazes me that how things can just kind of go haywire and
yeah.
Have nothing to do with you or me. We wouldn't have done a thing other than to kind of sit here and go, well, what in the world is this for?
Yeah. Well, such as, I guess that's the, you know, like out of all good things, there'll come challenges and sometimes because I think there have been times, I think one or two times over the years we've done this where we couldn't even get through on the line. And so...
Exactly.
These are marvels of technology, but yet these are some of the downsides of this wonderful technology world we're in right now, you know? So for everybody this month of July, it is really about the business of being responsible, being persons of your word, for people that want to rearrange their home, it's a perfect time. Those that want to improve their health, it's a perfect time. So all of these factors are pretty much in the month of July. And again, those that are Sun Taurus, those that are Sun Aquarius did find the month going pretty well for them. And those on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th should do well also. Again, the color theme is blue, from the lightest to the darkest. And it's very, very important that each and every one at the sound of this station or this show, it really be about word. Don't try not to say anything that you can't deliver on. Try not to say anything. Can't follow through commitment to what, because the cycle that we're in for this month, you know, duty and responsibility and living up to your obligation. So talk is going to be key this particular month. So if you get talk, it's going to fight. Think that people are going to find it, I mean, how good, but if you have no follow through, it will almost be a waste of your valuable time. Okay, and health-wise,
this
means anybody, for example, allergies are likely to be prevalent. Those with respiratory...
Don't remind me, please. Oh, my God.
Yeah, these might be some challenges, heart palpitations, irregular blood circulation. And actually, this is an excellent month for everybody to get a general checkup for those who haven't gotten one in a minute.
The one thing about having MS is that we have a situation in which we're seen pretty much regularly. I see my doctor almost on a, almost like a monthly basis. I see my doctor at least between 2 to 3 months. Every year, it's 2 to 3 months. It's all I'm seeing them like quarterly, and if there's a problem, then I'll see them for something else.
That's interesting. I see my doctor every 3 months. That's something I learned from women, and I think
that's the thing to do. It's a good thing to do.
You can't go wrong by staying on your health, especially nowadays. First of all, it's extremely expensive to get sick, and not only that, very painful too. But I will congratulate our president, our wonderful president, on the Affordable Care Act. It is not Obamacare. In psychology, when I studied it in school, that's a charge word, Obamacare. And it's designed to get a rise one way or another. to respect our illustrious president. It is Affordable Care Act, pure and simple. And yet, and despite all of the slings and arrows, as they say, thrown at it, it has withstood the test, and it is now law. And so, and even, you know, and what is so amazing to me, that although the Supreme Court has two times stated the Affordable Care Act, it has rebuffed the repeal of 60 repeals from the Congress with it. It still stands, and do you know people still want to say they're going to repeal it? It's the worst thing ever. And yet, how can these people justify depriving millions and millions of people of basic health insurance because you got an issue over a man of color in the White House? And I'm going to be straight up what it is.
Right. I understand you. Believe me, I understand you. I've had the conversation, and you've got to remember. And I do want to mention again to send out. I hadn't done the show since, but the condolences for those who lost their lives in the church in Charleston, and
yes.
Just to see that, you know, as much as people want to pretend or just close your eyes or do, you know how little kids do that, la, 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 I don't hear you kind of thing, and what have you. Unfortunately, racism is alive and well, and it may not be in the form that you necessarily saw back in the civil rights movement. It may be more insidious. And in this particular case, to have those lives cut down as they did, and our president, as always, and to some extent, it's a tribute to his grace and his ability to speak and empathize. But at the same time, it's a tragedy that in the years that he's been president, he's had to speak at funerals for a dozen mass shootings.
Yeah, that is really weird. And let me tell you, speaking of the South Carolina eulogy, that was one of the most moving eulogies that the president or any other president will give.
I agree.
You say something is alive and well. I do believe the KKK is going to have a rally there in South Carolina on the 15th of this month. It could be very, very interesting.
And it should be. And the thing that absolutely kind of cracks me up is that, you know, there's a couple of comedians I watch regularly. I like Bill Maher. He's off for July because he's usually back in August. He's off for July. There's another one there that's John Oliver. I happen to absolutely adore John Oliver. And when I tell you I adore him, I adore him. He is a very, very good, he's a very funny guy. And he, in his talking about the Confederate flag, he said they were trying to make it out when they were asked questions in the beginning about it. It's attached to this now. He's about racism and what happened. He says, let me tell you when the racism and the oppression was attached to it. The minute they stopped sewing the first one. They pulled the thread out of the very first Confederate flag was the minute it was attached to it.
Yeah. You know, comics have a way of making a point that the most serious of persons can't get across. So I think that's very interesting. From John Oliver, John Stewart, too.
Stewart was quite moving in what he said, because, you know, he usually will find his humor in it, and he literally said, I don't have words.
Yeah, not this one. He could not find no words, but it just shows that this country still has a way to go. It has come far, but by no stretch of the imagination are we on the downside of this, unfortunately, and it makes us several more generations for the old guard, as they say, to kind of fade away into the sunset of time. And as the newer generation come forth and really bring a whole new set, and I do believe it will happen. But they're going to be, but then when you have a 21-year-old that goes into a church, sits there for an hour, lifts the cute knife, talks about you rape our women, and actually the history of slavery says just the reverse has been of us raping their women versus the hundreds of years of taking advantage of our women. So, I mean,
right.
So it tells me a lot of history, but for 21 years old to think like that, where is he getting this thinking from? And you know what's interesting,
right.
When the one final thing, with the incident involved with the young brother that died in the back of a police van, and then the riots, and Pop Bob was asking, well, where are their parents? Where are their parents? I said the same thing to this guy that shot people in the church. Where are his parents? I didn't hear a single syllable said, well, where are his parents? And
exactly.
So I just think it's still a double standard in the way that how we are perceived and others are perceived. And for those that sort of feel of his time, folks, there wasn't guns drawn, there wasn't bullet holes in the car, and in fact, he shows the police officer putting his gun back in his holster, walking around, talking to him, getting him out of the car, and everybody just put their holsters back in the gun. I mean, put their guns, but I doubt very, had that been a color. It shot up
right.
Nine other folks in the church, whether that's how he would have been received. So,
absolutely.
And so it's not these perceptions, as they like to say it. These are just matter of fact that we just simply pay attention to based upon our experience in this culture. So anyway, I want to thank you. And
thank you, Lloyd, for, like I said, for getting up early and dealing with jet lag. I've been to California myself. I remember thinking to myself, it was like the living version of Groundhog Day to me. You feel like you're getting up and the same thing's going on. You're like, what?
Yeah. I'm really trying to adjust to this time, and I'm not doing too well at the moment. But
well,
it's
not the easiest. When you change time zones, man, that is no fun. It plays with you.
It's Friday, and I'll be returning Wednesday. But in the meantime,
well, that sounds great. Well, it sounds like it was a week for dads to go out. My father's supposed to return today from his vacation, but he vacationed here on the East Coast. So it was pretty cool that way. So he just did his little thing here. He's supposed to come back up. And before Labor Day, he'll go back down to Virginia to Newport News with all his friends and things. And they go off and they have themselves a good time.
I like your dad. He sounds like a wonderful guy. And he's a seven just like me, so we are cool.
Oh,
okay?
Well, there you go, like that. I was born, I think we're all sevens. My entire family were sevens at the core.
Yeah, you and
my
your
sister,
mother is a seven.
My mother, we're all sevens.
Your mother's on the 25th, your father's on the 16th, you're on the 16th.
I'm on the 16th. My father's a seventh.
A seventh, that's right.
My father was born on the seventh.
So that's interesting. Your family fits the seven series. Your father's on the seventh, you're on the 16th, and your mom is on the 25th.
And my sister's on the 16th.
Wow. Boy, if this is not a seven conspiracy in the family, as they would say, I don't know what is. You know?
I don't know what it is. So.
Is that all of the family members, your mom, your dad, your sister, and you, are fiercely independent, because that's the nature of the seven. We like to think for ourselves.
Yes, we do, and we all have our own opinions, and we have our ways, and we are some kind of fun. But thank you again, Lloyd, and I know our audience looks forward to you. They were disappointed you weren't around for last month, but, you know, sometimes things happen, and I told them, I said, don't you worry about it. I'm sure that when we have Lloyd back, he's going to give us a double scoop with sprinkles. I'm not worried.
Well, thank you. You know how to make a man feel good and much love to you. And please give Cecile my regards. too when you.
I certainly will when I come up for air too, because I'm back and forth a lot with the doctor right now myself. So as soon as I get a chance to come up for air and see what's happening, I will definitely pass that along. But thank you so much again. And you go and get yourself some rest. Get coffee and tea, something decaf. Go to bed. Do something. But take care of yourself and have a very, very wonderful stay with your daughter and your son-in-law.
I am enjoying it to know, and I got to be honest. So happy.
Well,
meantime,
I'm so glad to hear it, and I really hope you do. If anybody deserves some time off out there in sunny California, it's Lloyd Strayhorn.
Thank you, darling. You take good care. We'll talk next month.
Okay. We'll see you on the 3rd, my birthday month.
Yes. Bye-bye now.
All right. Take care, Lloyd.
Bye-bye.
And to everyone listening in, thank you so much for joining us today on Who You Calling Old. Tune in again. We will be off next week, but we will be back the following week with another exciting guest for you to meet and learn more about. Have a wonderful week, all. Stay happy, stay healthy, and be safe.